you very much, Mr. Chair, dear colleagues. I'm very proud on, that's okay, very proud on what's happening in Czech Republic right now in terms of policies supporting us as we are getting older, and I'm was happy to choose two examples of all these things that are going on these days, and part of that is by strengthening the cooperation between ministry and the research. And that's something that kind of always have been on. We always kind of had a rapport with the ministry. We now, when I say we, I mean the academia. But what is going on in recent years, it's a new level, I would say, that is really showing that we can work very closely. And as you were saying also, you know, sometimes we are the inspiration and sometimes it's the other way around, that the needs that the ministry has is supporting the research. So these two examples I have chosen for you. One is actually the, can I ask you for next slide maybe? Because this is, I'm not, this is working. Thank you, it will be better. Thank you so much. So we have in Czech Republic a strategic framework for the preparation for societal aging, and the author author of this is my colleague Jana, who is present here. So I'm very grateful also for her presence here today. And what is interesting that as a follow-up, the strategic framework has also action plan for implementation of this strategic framework. And both of the documents are commissioning different types of research or different types of data needs that are part kind of these policies. So for example, in a strategic framework, there is a note about that we need to analyze age discrimination and related obstacles. And in action plan, there are steps how to provide the state with the new data and what analysis are needed. And there are also other different areas that are commissioning the research or the need for the new data. And then we are cooperating either as a part of the Research Institute for Labor and Social Affairs that is related to the ministry, or as a academic research at the universities that we help to provide these data that are defined here as needed. On the next slide, then I have, but it's not working, so thank you. But I have my secretary here, thank you so much. We have been also commissioned a research project that's called Data Support for Aging Policy Development and Monitoring, especially with regards to dynamic societal changes and energetic crisis that is still ongoing. And as a part of this project that is running at the Research Institute, we are, for example, have taken the strategic framework and the action plan, and we performed something that we call a reverse operarization study. Just ask like backwards to the text that was already written to what questions, idea, concepts, and definitions these strategic frameworks are answering, and try to see from the, like the back perspective what are the main topics that needs to be addressed. And another exercise that we are doing is to come up with the indicator catalogs for this action plan to help to follow what development there is in aging policies, and this will be ready for the next action plan that hopefully will be valid from 26 and onwards. So this is actually the cycle that we are kind of helping to see what's going on and what should be done in the future. And the second example I'm happy to show with you is the new project led by Professor Dušek on National Social Information System that first time ever in history allows combination of data that are available at the Ministry of Health with the data that are available at the Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs. There are huge discussion, I'm also sure, in your countries about this healthcare, social care bridges that we need to have. And this data analysis that are now enabled by sharing or actually combining these two data sources are just enormous and ginormous. I'm very excited about this. They provided within this project different types of typologies or different trajectories that they can follow on individual basis. Of course, this is very well protected in terms of GDPR, but they are able to really have individualized information and then see how different people are moving through the life stages, you know, through their lives, depending on their both health and social use of the different types of services. And then for these different persons to actually see what's going on. And for example, and the heaven is the border only in here, but they can ask questions like, for example, even in regional aspects, how the last months of life for people who are dying, how the social care and healthcare looks like, and how are the percentages, for example, who are living without care allowance, without health and social residential care, outside of their health and social residential care. So they are all, also able to see the usage of the services and the trajectory in the usage. Another example I have chosen here is, for example, this disability patients with heart failure compared to general population. These different colors are different types of degree of invalidity pension. And we can see that also in very nice five-year groups, definitions, which also we complain all the time that that's, you know, it's not 75 plus. So it very detailedly, we can see how people are moving with the rising disabilities through the system or using with certain diagnoses the social protection tools. And also, and this is a huge thing for us, they are able to follow so-called cumulative morbidity that could help us to better understand life expectancy in good health that is not reliable on self-reported health. We know the healthy life expectancy is based on just surveying question, how do you feel? So it's more soft. But with this tool, they are able to follow what are actual diseases and their heaviness, so to speak, and they are able to show that the healthy life expectancy is actually 2 years higher than the usually used one. So there's just starting. There are really a lot of opportunities. So I'm happy to share this first insight into this. Thank you.